Hey guys, welcome back to Drinks First, the podcast where I interview New York City's kinda eligible, and you get to meet them if you slide through on the Instagram DMs at drinks.first. I am your host, Ariana. I am also kind of eligible, I guess. I'm very excited for you guys to hear this week's episode. The guest is a really good friend of mine, and I just also wanted to preface by saying thank you guys for bearing with me as I am learning about podcasting and whatnot. The audio on this episode is not where I'd like it to be, but please bear with me, and I really hope you still listen because our guest is a gem. So let's get into it. She has been a friend of mine for, like, actually maybe 10 years. A decade,
yeah.
Which is crazy because it doesn't feel like that. But we're just going to start off. Why don't you tell us, like, where you're from, where you're living now, what do you do, and, like, where you went to school? And then I'll get into some follow-up questions after that.
Okay. I'm from New York City, born and raised Upper East Side or with my parents. Love it there. And I also went to school in New York City. I can never leave. This is the best place on earth. No matter where I travel, I True. Always want to come back here.
True.
I do art, I guess. Do a lot of drawing. That's actually how I met Ariana. And I am a food blogger. I love food. I love taking photos. I got my first camera when I was in 7th grade.
I actually remember that. I think you took one of my profile pictures.
I did, of course.
Or, like, more than one. I took multiple of them. I believe it.
I've always loved photography, and then it just became about food for me, kind of randomly, since I'm actually a pretty picky, unsophisticated eater. I had Panda Express today for lunch.
I've never had Panda Express before.
No joke. I broke fast with Panda Express.
Are you kidding?
On Wednesday. I love it, and I eat McDonald's, like, so basically,
you have the tastes of like
an
8-year-old child.
I can go for like a nice fancy meal, but at the end of the day, I'm also fine with McDonald's.
So, how did you get into like food Instagramming? Because I remember we were in high school and you got into it, and there were like a few other ones starting up, and all of like most of them are huge now, which is crazy.
It was never about food when I started, it was about photography, and I just started putting all my photos into one place. And I think it really, I put effort into it because I'm an extremely competitive person. And I saw other people who had food Instagrams, and I was like, I want more followers than they have.
That's honestly, like, a lot of them were starting around the same time.
Yeah, because I started when I was a junior.
Yeah.
And I remember
wanted to start one, and I was like, it's too populated. Like, there's too much competition. And now here we are, and all of you guys are huge. Like,
yeah, I mean, the others have way more. It's like New Fork City has
a million followers.
Almost a million followers.
That's insane.
So I have about a tenth that amount.
That's still a ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
But, yeah. How did it become your full-time shtick?
Well, in college, I started taking it more seriously, especially since I went to school here. So it was super easy for me to just hop on the train, you know, uptown, downtown. It didn't matter where. I could go to restaurant openings. And so I was really able to get the content that I needed for the blog very easily.
Mm-hmm. So a question that I ask everybody, and I'm sure people will love your insight on this, is like, what's your favorite restaurant and what's like your favorite place to go out in New York City?
Okay.
I know that's so hard. I know it changes all the time.
Everybody always asks me this, and I feel like I don't have a good answer.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I ask everybody this, so it's not just you.
Okay, well, in general, my favorite cuisines are Italian and Thai food.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like Mexican, but really it's just about the tacos for me.
Feel that?
So Italian food, carbone, obviously, if I can get in.
Is parm, like, is their rigatoni the same as carbone's rigatoni?
I don't think anything is comparable. But
really?
Parm is good.
They're owned by the same people. It's like the same chef.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just the same PR firm.
No, it's the Teresi brothers. They're the same chefs.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can compare them. So I love Carbone, Bar Pitti.
Any place that makes a good pasta and vodka sauce is what you're saying to me.
Yes, it's true. That's my favorite food, spoiler alert. Any vodka pasta. It's so Cafe good. Bon Gusto on that brand.
So good.
Amazing.
It's so good. That's actually one place I went to because I saw it on your Instagram. And yes. I was like, this looks so good. And it was really good.
It's so good.
And what about like going out? Where do you like to go out?
Okay, well, I didn't go out as much before I turned 21 because I was deathly afraid of the bouncers.
Even
though I had a fake ID. And then once I turned 21, started going to Brass Monkey.
Oh, God.
I know. Sorry, I'm a big fan.
Cannot admit that you are a fan of Brass Monkey if you are from New York. Like, that's like a crime. You cannot say that.
I love Brass Monkey. I haven't been in a while, but I'm still a big fan.
No.
This summer, I started going to Hair of the Dog. Okay, so I'm like dancing, and these places are, it's very easy to dance at these places. Okay. I went to Los Feliz recently. It was really fun. Like, that cavern place.
Yeah.
La Caverna.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Sorry, I'm basic. Like,
yeah.
You
know what?
I don't like going to clubs that much.
It's fair. I get it. We all, there are points in time that I like going to those places, too.
I've never had a promoter. So
you're not missing out.
If that tells you anything about
you're literally not missing out. Like,
I like going to bars.
No, that makes sense. Literally, the first time I went out with a promoter, I think I was like 17 or 18 years old. and like my tiny ass, like, definitely don't look like I'm 21. Get there at like 11. These promoters are like scrutinizing you.
No, I hate it.
You have to wear heels. They have completely objectified you.
I don't want to pay, first of all.
And then, but you basically sit at a table with a bunch of other, like, girls and models and shit that, like, are just there because they want to be there for free. And then you hound over, like, one or two bottles that are, like, given to you for free.
Yeah, and then you have to wait. Bad.
You have to wait until, it gets fun.
I went to the Jane for the first time this summer. And I was like, why am I here? I don't care about this at all. And then
I don't like the Jane at all.
So many of my friends are like, let's go to the Jane tonight.
No,
I'm
fuck
go the
Jane,
I'm going
to the
Jane for my birthday. And I'm like, why? That's not fun. Brass Monkey all the way.
Okay, never that. I think we gotta start taking you out better places. But no, definitely not the Jane. There's like no space.
I go to
like
Playboy sometimes.
There. Oh, wait, Playboy! Yes, let's talk about Playboy.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, when I first went there, I was like, are there going to be strippers here?
Yeah.
What's happening? It's just a normal club, and I am a member. I have a key because my food Instagram, it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. We went to her, like, inauguration. It was, like, the most ridiculous thing I've ever been a part of. But it was fun.
I pretty much got inaugurated to Africa by Toto. We'll never forget.
Yes! Oh, my God. I forgot.
So weird.
So bizarre.
Because they hadn't changed the music yet because it was still early.
Yeah. Weird. They were not well planned out. But the club itself is, like, a nice space.
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
Interesting. Okay, so enough about that. What about, like, date spots? Do you take anybody, like, is there any place that you're like, yeah, I like going here for, like, on a date, or not really?
Okay, well, after listening to this podcast, I realized that drinks first is actually important.
Yes!
So I went on 2 dates in the last 2 weeks, and that's kind of the first time I've been on a date in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was, super weird. Like, we were going to go to this bar near my house, but then he was like, I'm on antibiotics. Let's go to the East River.
Okay, so you went on a date recently, and the guy is like, I am on antibiotics, I can't drink, when you were supposed to meet at a bar.
Yeah.
So, like,
if he had told me prior to arriving, I would have suggested we go somewhere else.
Exactly.
And then we ended up just walking around for, like, 25 minutes. And I was hot, and I wanted to sit down.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do, because it was my first time meeting him.
Yeah, no, I went on a date recently, and, like, I get there, and the guy's like, where do you want to go? And I'm like, what? Like, why wasn't this planned? Like, he pulls out Yelp. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, guys, girls, whoever, like, if you are planning a date, like, have a plan, please. Like, don't just try and wing it and meet someone. It's, like, the least attractive thing you could do.
And then I went on a different date also this week from Hinge.
Nice. Wait, how did you meet the first one?
Okay. So the first one messaged me on my food Instagram.
Okay. No shame.
And it's like, I'm a personal trainer. Are you looking to switch up your fitness regimen? And I was like, wow, this man is beautiful. And I responded, would love to discuss this over drinks.
Yeah.
And then he responded, great, would love to do that. I was like, does this guy realize that I'm trying to go out on a date with him? I clarified to him, and then he didn't respond for multiple hours. Liked my message.
Nerve-wracking.
The next morning, it was unliked. And then 24 hours later, he responded, great, let's do this.
What? Okay.
So, kind of weird, but yeah, we went on a date because of my food Instagram.
I mean, baller.
I mean, yeah.
And would you see him again after, like, weirdly walking around?
Okay, so it was kind of weird, and he showed up in a tank top, which I didn't appreciate.
Hard no. Hard no.
I don't care if you're a personal trainer. Like, put on something nice-er at least. Not a t-shirt, not a tank top. But he's, like, foreign, so I gave him a pass.
Okay.
And I'm seeing him tomorrow.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
That's so exciting. What are you guys doing?
We're going to a food festival.
Oh, okay. Which one?
It's a barbecue event for the New York City Wine and Food Festival.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
He keeps asking you to, like, come to food festivals and stuff, but you just gotta make sure he's not using you for free food.
Definitely using me.
You're like, it's fine, I'm fine being used.
I'll show off my hot date to everybody.
You know what? He's using you, you're using him.
Yeah.
Mutual relationship.
I agree.
Okay, now tell me about this Hinge date you went on.
So, it was my first time meeting someone from Hinge, and my third time ever meeting someone from a dating app.
Okay. And is Hinge the only dating app that you use?
I'm also on The League, technically, yeah. But what's
Fuck
the point
league.
Of The League?
Yeah, literally, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
stupid.
Not even cute guys on there, to be honest.
Yeah. So, Hinge is the one that I'm using the most now because you can clarify, you can specialize it more than the others,
mm-hmm.
And I like being able to, you know, choose the religion thing, for example.
Yeah.
Like, I really have it only to Jews. In real life, you know, if I fall in love with someone who's not Jewish, it's not going to be a deal breaker for me. But if I'm swiping,
you might as well. Like, if it's going to be, like, surface level stuff, like, you want someone to check, like, most of your boxes.
Yeah. So,
So, we're looking for a nice Jewish boy, an NJB, if you are listening. And you like free food.
I will take you out on dates.
Yeah, literally. Okay. So tell me about this Hinge guy. Was he an NJB?
He's also from the city. Like, mm-hmm. We had a lot to talk about. We both like Kanye West. You know what I mean? So
Have you talked to him since?
Yeah. Okay. So the date went pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
We went to this bar called 10 Degrees in the East Village,
mm-hmm.
And I chose it, and I'm so happy because I seemed baller because it was a 2-for-1 drink deal for happy hour.
Oh, nice.
Until 8 p.m.
Okay, no. The best, I think the best first date spot, if we're talking Lower East Side area, Verlaine.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
$7 lychee martinis.
Ooh.
Until 10 p.m.
Okay, wow.
Like, actually,
just
so
lychee martini, though?
No, and they have, like, beers and other drinks, too. Like,
okay.
I think their well drinks are also, like, $7 until 10 p.m.
I pulled out my credit card because I do that.
Yeah. Did you mean it? Like,
yeah, I definitely meant it. On my first date with my ex-boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
He's the one that was like, want to split the bill? And we had gone to a nice restaurant, so I didn't appreciate that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we're just going to a bar or something, or it's just a casual restaurant, and especially after the first date, like, I will always either offer to pay or pay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I pulled out my credit card, and he was like, no, listen, I got it. Like, this was seriously a pleasure, but I appreciate you, like, taking out your card? And I was like, yeah, okay. Well, I was going to.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he texted me 2 days later after Yom Kippur ended because he observes that holiday.
I mean, perfect for you.
Yeah, so I was pretty happy about that.
So that's potentially on the horizon. Let's backtrack a little bit. You said that your ex asked you to split on the first date.
Okay.
Tell me a bit about that situation.
So in the end, we dated for almost 3 years, but I really should have seen that as a red flag. Not that in particular,
yeah,
but the whole date as a red flag.
Just explain the date.
One large red flag. So worst date ever, which I explained to him after.
Wait, tell us why.
Okay, well, he also showed up in a t-shirt, and okay. I was like, we're going to a nice restaurant and you're wearing a gray t-shirt.
What restaurant was it?
It was like Hillstone.
Oh, okay.
Which is nice. I mean, pretty nice.
Yeah.
And throughout the dinner, at one point he had to fill his meter.
He drove?
Yeah, he drove and he had to fill his meter. And then he was Skype called somebody in the middle of the day.
He Skype called?
Yes.
Wait, why?
So, I mean, because I guess he thought, you know, he and I were friends already, so it was appropriate to Skype other people.
What?
I don't know. It was pretty weird.
Did he ask you out or did you ask him out?
He asked me out, but I had dropped a lot of hints.
Okay. Sounds bizarre.
Oh my gosh, so I didn't put my napkin on my lap right away.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't do it right away.
Like, yeah.
I don't see why it's necessary. And he unfolded my napkin for me and put it on my lap.
Because you didn't do it or because he thought it was like a chivalrous thing to do? Really?
And then, I think he was like, so next time you're going to pick the place, like, what are you going to pick? Chipotle? And I was like, are you insulting me?
What? Literally what? And then,
he wanted to have like a sleepover that night, but at somebody else's house, like a giant slumber party. And I was like, I'm not going to have a sleepover with you on our first date.
What? Also, this was high school.
Okay. And I was just like, what the heck is happening? And then at the very end, he was like, so do you want to split the bill? And first of all, I didn't order as much as he did.
Yeah.
Second of all, like, don't bring me to a nice place and like...
Then ask me to split the bill.
Yeah.
Also...
I don't know. I thought it was weird.
No, but be cognizant. Like, also, if your date is consuming more than you are or if you're consuming more than they are, like...
Yeah.
Like, offer to pay more or if you are
just
splitting...
Just pay for what you get. That's my rule of thumb.
And I think maybe you can talk a little bit about, like... what it's like dating people with different, like, political views than you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm not liberal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Republican either.
Yeah.
I kind of am in the middle, kind of a moderate sort of libertarian. And I've been pretty passionate about it my entire, like, adult life.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess it's important that you can speak to me about politics.
Yeah.
But it's not that important to me that you are, like, a specific...
like, party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, most of my friends are liberal. That's what happens when you...
live in New York City.
Live in New York, go to a liberal college, yeah. Also in New York, I mean...
also a liberal high school, also yeah. In New York, like... we grew up in the most blue area. We really did.
Yeah. So, I mean, pretty much all my friends are liberal. I don't really care, basically, what your political views are as mm-hmm. long as you respect mine.
Yeah.
And...
no, that's huge. That is huge. Yeah.
I mean, there are a couple issues that I'm pretty passionate about that, like, I don't know if I could compromise.
Mm-hmm.
But those are very... what's that saying? Few and far between.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I completely agree. Like... I think this goes for friendships as well, like, any mm-hmm. sort of relationships. Like, I don't think politics should necessarily dictate, no. like, your relationships with people, whether it be friendships or relationships or whatever.
Yeah.
I do think that, like, when it comes down to it, I think it's about fundamental values. And it's, like, if fundamentally our values don't align, then, like, I don't see us, like,
being together, or I don't see us being friends.
Yeah.
But if, like, we are both believing in the same fundamental things, then, like, you know, I think it's fine. And if anything, what I learned after, like, the last election was that I live in a bubble. Everyone I know is liberal. Everyone I grew up around is liberal. And, like, I felt like I didn't understand the country that I lived in. So yeah. It's, like, I cherish the moments where I get to talk to people who have different views than me.
Yeah, I love having discourse. Liberal friends. I love talking about politics. It's so fun. Like, as long as somebody doesn't get in their mind about it.
Yeah.
You know.
It needs to be a respectful discourse. Definitely. Like, I can learn something from you, and, like, you can learn something from me.
And some topics, it's hard to put your emotions behind you. Yeah. But, I mean, if you're able to do that, I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
On that note, though, I don't like talking about politics.
Yeah.
You know, all of the time with my friends. Yeah. Just because I'm a political person, it's not what I want to talk about, especially about contentious issues. You know, if I'm in a setting in which that's appropriate,
yeah,
then I'm all for it. In my last year of college, I was finally single. After being in this super long relationship.
Yeah.
Long distance, too.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I need to get myself out there. I don't want to be in a relationship right now.
Yeah,
I want to experience college. And especially toward the end of the year, I was involved in some booty calling.
Yeah. Were you on the receiving end, the sending end?
Like, definitely both.
It, yeah, no shame.
It took up a lot of courage for me to send the booty call text messages.
Yeah.
But in the end, I realized that men really just do want one thing. And,
yeah.
And so it's not embarrassing, especially if I've hooked up with you before.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I send that text?
Yeah. Know? No,
I'm
no.
I'm feeling lonely.
I think there's no harm in, like, the woman being more aggressive, the woman making the first move, sending the booty call. Like,
okay, well, I'm too scared to make the first move.
Okay.
I'm so scared.
What do you mean by that? Like,
okay, well, there was this guy that I was into this year.
Yeah.
And we had hung out a couple times at, you know, our weekly senior night.
Yeah.
And I could tell that he was interested in me. He was hanging around me, like, all night.
Yeah.
One time he got blacked out, and he was making moves on me. And I didn't do anything because he was blacked out.
Yeah.
So that would have been inappropriate.
Yeah.
But after that, even, I was still doubting myself. And I was too scared to make the first move. And then he ended up doing it, even though I really should have. And it
How long did it take for him to do that?
It took weeks. I don't know, maybe 2 months.
And if, oh my God. And if you would have done it earlier.
I mean, I'm just so scared. I just am so doubtful.
What are you scared of?
I mean, what if they don't want to hook up with me?
So rejection?
Yeah, super scared of rejection.
And, like, where do you end up after rejection? Where you were, where you began.
I know, but it's embarrassing.
But at the end of the day, like, everybody gets rejected.
Yeah, I guess I prefer dating people I already know.
Yeah.
Or know that are similar to me, mm-hmm. you know, are in a group that I'm in.
Yeah.
At school or something like that.
So how does that play into, like, dating apps?
I have really had to go out of my comfort zone for these apps. That's why I've only been on 3 dates and over the span of, I don't know, I think a year mm-hmm. and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
And I've been on the dating apps the whole time.
Well, yeah. I think I've been on Tinder for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Because I think I've had it since I was like 16.
It's scary.
It's crazy.
But, you know, this summer after I had graduated and realized that I no longer have an easy way of meeting people, I just said to myself, I need to take these apps more seriously because that's how people are meeting each other.
That's true.
I mean, my big in my sorority met her boyfriend of multiple years on the app.
Which app?
Tinder.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
And then the president of one of my student groups at school met her fiancé on JSwipe.
Fiancé?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then this girl that I was working with this summer for a PR firm met her boyfriend of multiple years. I don't remember which one, but one of the apps. And after she told me that, I redownloaded the app after deleting it for the maybe 50th time.
Yeah. I mean, it
And
works.
I said, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to sit down. I'm going to swipe until I until I meet someone.
And, I mean, it's, like, it definitely requires some effort. But it's, like, that's just, it's sadly, like, what society kind of is today.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
everyone's on them.
Everyone's on them. It's not embarrassing. But, like, how funny would it be if you were, like, I met my boyfriend of X amount of years because he listened to a podcast I was on.
Wow, that would be ridiculous.
Oh, okay. As, like, an influencer, do you think somebody you date has to have social media? Like, would it bother you if they didn't?
I have been in a relationship before where they didn't have social media, and I forced them to make...
Really?
I forced them to make an Instagram and a Snapchat.
Why?
Because that's how, I mean, first of all, Instagram is so much of my life now.
Yeah.
It's my work.
That's true.
And it's also a big part of my personal life. And if they don't have it, they're not seeing a lot of the things that I do. And I just, I want the person that I'm dating to keep up with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And Snapchat especially, that's where I scheme men, so.
Fair. I mean, it's still, people say Snapchat is dead, but I think Snapchat is more alive than ever. So, okay, it's an early in the relationship date. You've kissed before. How do you greet the person when you meet them on your next date? And for some context, this question was one of my Instagram polls. So if you are interested in partaking, check the Instagram out. But how do you greet the person when you see them next? Is it like a kiss on the mouth or the cheek? Do you hug them? Do you not like do anything? Do you just like, I don't know, sit down?
Okay. Well, I answered the poll and I said I would hug them.
Yeah.
And I think that's because in all of my previous relationships, they haven't been very PDA-y.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'm comfortable with too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like holding hands and sitting close to each other. And, you know, I don't want people to think I'm just a friend with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
But I also don't like when people are kissing and making out.
Yeah, and, like, sitting on each other's laps and shit.
I hate it. And I hate the noise that people make when
they're... Oh, my God. Stop. Ew. On the subway. It's literally the grossest thing. Oh, when you're on the subway and you're making out, like... PSA, just don't.
Yeah.
Just don't.
I'm not a big fan of PDA, and I think that's also because my parents are kind of like that.
Okay, next poll question. Men who put baby photos on their dating profile.
Stupid.
Why do it?
Why would I want to see what you looked like when you were four? I care about what you look like now.
Exactly. You're wasting precious photo space with...
And also, what kind of person thinks that it's fine to do that?
I don't know. I'm like, do you want me to be attracted to you as a baby? Like,
it's
I'm
like
confused.
When people put photos of food or memes in their dating profile.
I get the meme if it, like, it involves the dating profile as a whole. Or, like, maybe they put themselves in it. I've seen some really involved dating profiles.
I like when they're creative.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're creative, but if they are, it's funny, you know.
If
they do some drawings on top of the photo or like cross out some girl's face and they're like, I swear I'm not dating her.
Oh, yeah. One, that shit's weird. Like, just don't put in that photo. Like, if you need to cross out a girl's face,
but if it,
like,
if they
don't put in the photo.
If they do it well, then I appreciate it.
What?
No, if they cross it out on the photo or they're like, they draw an arrow to it and they're like, this is my sister.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. If it's
like,
funny,
that's kind
like
of funny.
Another thing, guys, no more photos of you in your cars. No one cares.
Honestly, don't put shirtless photos on it.
Yeah. Also,
in my opinion, I feel like that's kind of weird. I don't really care what your abs
look like.
Especially
if your first photo is a shirtless photo, red flag.
Another red flag. When every photo on a guy's dating profile
is
a
selfie. I know!
Because
oh my
why
God.
Don't they have friends taking photos of them?
Yeah, why aren't you with your friends? Like,
yeah.
Another red flag is photos that are just of them and their friends and you can't tell which one's who!
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do the work to figure out which white boy you are. Like, are you kidding me? You guys all look the same!
Also, not to be superficial, but put your height somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, all of these dating apps now have a place for you to
they
put your height.
JSwipe doesn't.
Oh.
And I'm a tall Jewish woman.
Yeah.
I'm 5'7", which is,
tall.
I guess, not that tall.
No, I mean, it's tall enough.
It's
I'm
tall
5'3".
For Jewish boys.
I'm literally...
And I...
I mean, Jewish boys, I'm 5'3", so you know what? Yeah, I'm here, too.
So, I want to know if you're shorter than I am, because if you are, I'll feel a little uncomfortable because I'm going to wear heels, and then I'm going to be taller than you.
Is it a deal breaker if someone's shorter than you?
If they're actually shorter than I am, then yeah.
Like,
if they're my height, then I can be fine with
but
that.
But if they're, like, 5'5",
it's if they're 5'5", it's... They're too short. I don't like looking down at my
dick. In the apps, like most like mainstream apps, you can put your height in. If you don't,
then I'm suspicious.
Then it's sus. Like, we know that you're probably like, also you can kind of tell in photos when guys are short. Yeah,
you can definitely tell.
So honestly, like short guys though, like don't feel bad because there's so many short girls.
Yeah.
So I think most girls, their bar is like, people think it's like, oh, you're 6 feet and taller. I think that makes sense for girls who are tall. Yeah. Like, I'm literally 5'3". I know a lot of girls who are my height. Like,
yeah, you don't have to be 6 foot.
Just no, like, literally, like,
I want to be able to wear heels. Oh, for my sorority formal, I brought someone who was, I think, my height or maybe 1 inch taller. And he actually wouldn't let me wear heels.
Well, that's fucked up.
And I was furious. So I took all my photos before without him and I wore my heels. That's... And he didn't get to be in any of them.
How did he say that to you? Was he like...
He was like, I'm not going to come if you wear your heels. Yeah.
Why so did you invite him?
I don't know. Who knows?
Don't ever tell a girl like...
What if you can and can't wear.
What she can and can't wear. Like,
unless I'm asking for your opinion. Exactly. I don't really want it.
Literally.
Same goes for my dad.
Do not ever tell your daughter.
Don't what comment she can on my weight. On don't my, comment on my looks. Hair. And on I tell my hair, dad this all the time.
What I wear. Oh, I tell my dad it all the time
and
too.
And he doesn't care.
No, neither does mine. Speaking of wearing little clothes, have you ever sent a nude? Another one of my podcast questions.
When I was younger, I sent nudes over like Snapchat.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I'm in a relationship,
yeah,
why wouldn't I do that?
No, especially long distance.
Yeah.
Like I feel like you need to if you're in a long distance relationship.
Honestly, I send nudes to my friends.
Oh, I get nudes from my friends all the time. Is that a girl thing? Like, I, just guys, like, let me know.
And they're like, oh, I just opened this in front of my family. And I'm like, well, maybe you should have not done that. You know that I like to send these.
Is long distance worth it?
Oh my god, I have so many opinions about
this. Tell me.
Okay, well, you know, I think that if you're going to be in a long distance relationship, it needs to be with someone, first of all, that you've already been dating, not long distance.
Yeah. And how long?
I don't, you know, a couple months?
Yeah, because me and my...
At least 2 months, maybe?
Yeah, me and my ex were dating for 2 months before we did long distance.
And...
Isn't that crazy?
I was in this long distance relationship for 2.5 years, pretty much, besides the summers. And unless you think that this person is actually your soulmate, you love being with them in person, and both of you make every effort that you can to see each other when you can... Or talk when you have free time.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing that and you actually think that you belong together, I really don't think long distance relationships are a good idea.
I'm trying to do this thing where I am introducing rapid fire questions at the end of each podcast and we're calling it shots. So are you ready to do some shots?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Cake or pie? Okay, quickly.
Pie.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Do you believe in fate?
No.
What's the best age?
23.
Favorite type of tea?
Mint tea.
Would you want to live forever?
No.
Paper or plastic?
Paper? Is it a plastic straw? Plastic straws, yes. Paper straws,
you're a plastic
no.
straw person.
If it's a reusable plastic straw, those are possible. The paper straws just melt in my mouth, and I'm not happy about it.
Okay, fair. Giving presents or getting presents?
Getting.
One of these questions is, do you Instagram your food?
No.
Who inspires you?
My dad.
After all that.
I love my dad.
And if you had a boat, what would you name it?
Oh god, I should have seen this coming after you asked it in the last episode.
Quick!
I don't know. Maybe I would name it after my food Instagram.
There it is. All right. Okay, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We covered a lot. Let me know if you like the insertion of the poll questions as questions we talk about on the podcast. I would love, absolutely love any feedback. Hit the DMs, follow on Spotify, subscribe on Apple. Please leave me a review on Apple if you haven't already. I would really appreciate that. That and a 5-star rating. If it's anything less, you can keep it to yourself. I'm just kidding. Literally any sort of feedback I would
like,
love.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, literally like, comment, subscribe. Thank you so much for sitting down and talking with me.
Thanks
and our listeners.
Me.
I hope it wasn't too stressful.
Invasive.
And hopefully we find you your NJB through this. So guys, if she sounds like your type or interesting, like I said, if you're Jewish over 5'7" and want free food,
if you like pasta and Brass Monkey,
okay, like maybe not Brass Monkey, but we can make it happen. Slide into the DMs at drinks.first on Instagram, or hit the email, which is drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com, and we can see what we can make happen, because honestly, why not? Thanks again, and we'll see you guys next week.